Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Curtis Ruhlman with Action Print and Copy.
Absolutely. So you need to can that little bit right there and just like have that play on you guys' voicemail or something like that.
Voicemail.
At Action Print and Copy.
Oh, I'll get right on that.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll loop these shows.
Yeah.
While you're on hold, but
there you go.
Try not to keep people on hold.
That is
too
a really
long.
Clever idea, actually, now that you mentioned it. That'd be cool if, like, while you're on hold for Action Print and Copy, which, may I say, they don't keep you on hold too long, you know, have the little radio show play and people can get informed on, like, what they can expect in getting print jobs done.
Press 5 for the
episode.
Business card.
Yeah.
September. Yeah, but before we get into the fun stuff, or some of the fun stuff, definitely, I don't think that part is fun. This would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give thanks to a very loving God that has blessed all of us. I mean, you got a room full of very blessed, you know, men. It's like it's a man show today.
I know,
here,
right?
Here in studio. And cool. It would not be possible if it wasn't for a very loving God that has acting in our lives, held us correct. I like to think of God as like the ultimate IRS agent, like for better or worse. Like he's gonna hold you account, like whether you like it or not, that guy's gonna hold you accountable. And I'm thankful for it because it's got us here today. And I want to thank him by starting with a prayer, and it'll go a little something like this. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being here for us, for loving us, for guiding us, for guarding us from all the trials and tribulations that are there. And thank you for challenging us to make us bigger, stronger, better people so we can be the models for societies ourselves, Lord. We love you so much. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
So I have to take issue, though, with the IRS God
analogy.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's probably not a popular one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a popular one, but it's just so true. I mean, I was thinking of it today in regards to like, just like when people do me wrong in life, you know, when like someone says something wrong to me or like rips me off or just doesn't meet whatever expectations I have, and like it's not my place to, you know, correct them sometimes. You know, it's not my place to go around kind of trying to hold a vendetta against everybody. At the end of the day, like the ultimate accountant's gonna handle it. Like particularly if people are ripping people off or doing people wrong, like they're gonna get theirs. So, you know, it'll be taken care of. And then the opposite, like if I pay my taxes, if I do like I need to do, like everything's gonna be as it needs to be. So, but I get what you're saying. I'm not a big fan when the tax man comes knocking either.
Yeah, don't get me started. We're gonna stay off of that
accountant IRS. Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
let's not.
Got it.
They might be listening.
Yeah, they are listening for sure. Hi, IRS. We love you. Well, cool. So, but speaking of actually cool things that are going on, last time we had you on the show, you were explaining to us how you were kind of doing a sad bid. I think a happy bid to the world to vote for
shameless plugs.
Yeah, that's what you call it. But no, I think it was all good and well. You came on talking about the Reader's Choice Awards through the Arizona Daily Star that you guys were a contestant in, and it seems like that's going okay.
So we made the final three.
Nice.
That's awesome. We'll find out. You know, thanks to everybody's votes. Mm-hmm. We asked for them and we got them. Yeah. And, so we made the top three and we'll find out, I think September 1st, whether we won or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, being nominated, as they say, is always not really. We like to win.
Yeah, something about like kissing your sister, a tie, something. I don't know, but yeah, definitely.
But we'll be happy.
I don't know if you heard this.
We'll be happy either way.
Like, a tie is like kissing your sister.
Oh yeah,
that's what they say. Yeah,
I don't have any sisters, so that's good.
Yeah, well, I do, and I definitely we're not going to be kissing anytime soon. Yeah. Nor do I want a tie. So yeah, I mean, and like the cool thing about you guys getting into third place. One, I think it's fitting. I mean, you guys are like seriously
top three.
Not third place.
Yeah. Or top three. So excuse me. Top
still
three.
Not,
you guys,
excited.
Don't you
be
guys
number one.
Being top three is, you know, it's at the minimal, you know, the community is recognizing that, you know, you guys are one of the major pillars of this community, which I've been saying it for the longest time, well before, you know, you guys were in the top three, that like you guys, one, are a very reliable part of Tucson, and two, there a lot of what you do is a big part of an organization. So it's cool to see that you guys have got the recognition for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said from the beginning, the reason I even really kind of embraced that whole competition thing, so to speak, is I just wanted my employees to realize that you know, we have a good business and they've got a great reputation, and I hear every day how much people love them, and it's a blessing that I don't have to fight battles. They do a great job, and you know, and like you said, we are a part of, I mean, there's so many businesses that we work with and people, and so it's everything from, you know, a funeral prayer card to a huge you know, manual printing or business cards, signs. And so as I drive around town and as I talk to people and I see things that we printed, and I think, yeah, you know, we really are communicators. We help people communicate. And so it's kind of a neat thing, because every day you don't have any idea what the day is going to bring, and it could be some very unique printing thing. It could be somebody that just needs 100 black and white copies. And so I get a kick out of the different things that get, you know, created with our help.
Yeah, and as you say that, it's pretty cool to hear you say that, because this action printing copy is bigger than, you know, just printing copies. Like, it's really putting the message out for other people, helping them, you know, with their nonprofit or their organization, to put that message out. So this is, it's like a purpose to make sure that everybody's getting this information. And what I also want to acknowledge you for is the way that you talk about your employees. That says a lot about you as a leader, because every time that you come in here, you're always talking about your employees and how great they are. And, you know, how has that helped you to, like, I mean, is that one of the biggest reasons why you are doing so well, because of the way that you are with your employees?
Without a doubt. I mean, you can't do it alone. You have to have good people around you, and you got to let them know that they're doing a great job. And if they don't do a great job, I let them know as well. But you know, you just can't do it without them. And you spend so much time together. When you work somewhere, you spend so much time with each other.
Yeah.
Sometimes more than you do with your own family. Like I said, I have no doubts that I am probably one of the less talented people in the company. You know what I mean?
Mr. Humble over here.
You know, I mean, not false, you know, humility or anything, but, you know, hey, I know what I'm good at. And so you got to surround yourself with the people that can do the things
that's cool,
that you're not good at necessarily.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hold it together and
I feel that way about this radio show, so I know exactly how you feel. Well, we got Curtis Rollman here in studio with us with Action Print and Copy. You guys hang in right there. We'll be right back. This is Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. My buddy Andreas has a little something to tell you before we go.
Yeah, so if anybody's interested in doing life coaching, like becoming a life coach, I'm actually having a free masterclass on the three steps on how to get started as a life coach. So if you're interested in that, it's a free masterclass. You can send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com, and I'd be more than happy to give you the details. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be right back after this.
That's right.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Curtis Rollman with Action Print and Copy.
That's right. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, he's a star. Every time I hear that intro music, it makes me want to go back to Hawaii.
Right.
It just makes me miss it. It's like, it's going to be that time of year soon too. Like, it's like, particularly here in Tucson around December, January, it starts getting a little frigid here. And like the only place you can escape that is Hawaii. So
yeah,
this, every time I hear that music, just know that's what I'm thinking. That is what I'm thinking. Speaking of a trip to Hawaii, we got Curtis Rollman here in studio with us.
Aloha.
with Action Print and Copy. And before we went to break, they were talking about how they're in the top three in the Reader's Choice Awards. They'll find out within When will you find
September
out?
September 1st. They have a dinner.
Nice.
So find out. Luckily, no more voting. No more.
Yeah. Stress is over.
No more asking for votes.
It's like after taking the test. Like, you've already taken the test now. All you can do is just find out what the results are.
Yeah.
So, but I suspect you guys did great. I mean, I really did. I'm not surprised that you were in the top three, and I won't be surprised if you win. So, especially as much as me and Andreas have been telling everybody we know, make sure you guys vote. And we put on that robot that made it vote 1,000 times in a row. So,
free and fair elections. Yeah, absolutely, completely fair.
Yeah. On record, this was a fair election. There was no hijinks.
There you go.
and speaking of fair elections, I have a couple friends, Brian Flagg and Cesar Aguirre, that are running for city council in South Tucson. So, congratulations and good luck to them. I have to sneak that in there. That's my shameless plug. That's all I got. But what I did want to talk about, especially, and we kind of touch on this a little bit every single time I have you on the show. Every time we're on the show, about how, you know, you do our print editorial, The Common Good News, every month, and I have had you do my children's book, Dear Lion. And those processes of, like, pretty much from my brain to actually having something in my hand that I can give to people, explain, I guess, kind of, you were talking to Jonathan during the break, our next guest, Photography by Jonathan or Leah, about kind of the process of getting the business card idea to his potential customers. Like, explain that process to us and the things that people aren't considering.
Yeah, I mean, whatever it is you're printing, occasionally it's pretty simple. You hit print, it goes. But more and more, there's more complicated things, whether it be a book or even a business card. And we're constantly educating people on, you know, how to design for print. Mm. And, you know, a lot of designers, they can make incredible looking things that are on the screen, but everybody has to understand that the screen doesn't translate to the output exactly. So designing something to be printed is important, and so we always have to get in there and collaborate, so to speak, with people so that what they get out is meets their expectation.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you know, little things that a lot of people just don't think about, and whether it's spacing or allowing even just to have the file set up correctly, you know, what your computer screen shows is mm-hmm. different. It's a different output. So
yeah.
A computer screen is an RGB mm-hmm. Color, and what we print is CMYK.
Mm.
And so you can design these things to CMYK. And that way, you know, that when it translates through the machine and out to the paper, it matches.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of little things like that we're just constantly battling with. And, we can't just sit back and expect everything to come in perfect, because if we did, we'd probably be out of business because we'd be waiting constantly for people, and, you know, people need help, and we get that. And so we do our best, and we just, again, try to educate people. And then it's kind of rewarding when all of a sudden you get something that's set up nice and perfect and ready to go, because it makes our life easier, and the customer is ultimately happier. And
yeah.
Jonathan has a nice looking card and quite a few different components to it, and it's kind of nice when somebody gets something and they're proud of it, and especially the people that the artist types and the designers who are artists as well, they're pretty invested in what they create. And so we want them to be, you know, happy and proud of it when they get it. And, and so, but that's always a battle.
One thing that you mentioned that I just want to know, like, what it means, but you said CMYK, just for clarification, like, what does that mean?
So CMYK are secondary colors.
Okay.
So like a copier machine, any printer mostly, that if you open the front of it, you're going to see those four colors.
Oh, okay,
And what a machine does is it takes those four colors and it mixes them together, and it creates millions of colors.
Wow.
And RGB is red, green, and blue. Mm. And that's just a different, color profile. And, there's black as well, but, it's that's how color is made. I mean, you have primary colors and secondary colors, and you know, they mix all this stuff together through the magic of, you know, the engineers that created these incredible machines. And like I said, the colors that like your design software tell the machine, they have to be speaking the same language for it to come out the same color as they designed it.
Well, and so, another thing that,
that
I was thinking is just, and I don't think we've discussed this before on the show, like how often, because of, and I won't even say the name, the names we shall not speak, the V word and the C word, you know, people are getting used to using those apps and they think that they're designers, but would you suggest that maybe they get with a designer to put together some of this stuff before they go and print?
It's a balance. Everybody has budgets and some people don't have a budget. And you know, there are plenty of online, you know, apps, so to speak, to do designs, but you still have to kind of know, you know, some basics. And then you also have to pay those, you know, the free is not always the best, right? There's a lot of free stuff out there, and they want you to buy the premium versions, and the premium versions give them the ability to do what we need a lot of times. So, you know, again, that's another education piece that we sometimes say, hey, that software is just fine, but you need this functionality.
For sure. And you've told me that before. I know for sure that, yeah, you give it to people honest, you know, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, like I said, we don't want to just sugarcoat it sometimes. We got to explain to people why something doesn't come out exactly the way it was in their head.
And then tell people how they can get a hold of you.
So we've got two shops, two print shops where you can walk in. One's at First and Prints here in Tucson, and the other one is in Green Valley at Esperanza and I-19.
Nice.
You can walk in anytime, 8 to 5, 8 to 6, and we can help you out. We also have our website, which is www.printapc.com. It's the word print and our initials, like Action Print and Copy. And we've got a lot of products on there that you can just upload a file and order it right then. And if you don't see it on there, just, you know, you can pick up the phone and call us. You know, I'll save the numbers, but I won't tell you all the numbers, but 520-829-3075 is our number. And you can reach either one of our shops through that number.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Chris. Yeah.
Thanks, as always, for having me. Appreciate it.
Awesome.
Always a pleasure.
As you guys know, this is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We highlight the good in the community. You heard a lot of good there. Definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org to hear more about our show, past shows, and then all about our homeless veteran transition program. We're just trying to connect homeless veterans to their benefits. So help us out however you can.
Welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Jonathan Arlia with photography by Jonathan Arlia.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Thank you. You did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Always does.
Yes. And this is the Common Good Radio Show, and I am your co-host, Andres, along with the Pastor Jonathan McClain, and another Jonathan in the house
Jonathan Arlia.
Yes, we have two Jonathans in the house. So, yeah, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Actually, we have two Andreases too.
Yes, we do. Yeah, that's true. Man. I didn't think about that. Yeah,
it's like
first time.
It's
not
a squared show. It's Jonathan squared and Andreas squared. Nice.
Equals awesome.
We just need another Matt, which is our engineer, and we'd be set.
Matt squared.
You should have brought your son, Matt.
Good stuff. Yeah. So yeah, man. Thank you for being on the show, and you know, just for you know, listeners out there that haven't heard about your organization, you know, your company and what you do. Tell us a little bit about, you know, your company and then, you know, the kind of like the work that you do.
Sure thing. I established photography by Jonathan Arlia in 2019. Yeah, I spent a lot of time just establishing.
Oh, I just want to say real quick, that name, Photography by Jonathan Arlia, it's just really classy.
It's just
a really like a slick name. It's just like, you know, it's almost like Madonna in a way. So, but go on.
Thank you. Established it in 2019. I spent a lot of time establishing it, building, you know, because from the start, of course, I wanted it to be one of those small companies that succeeded and didn't fail. So often they do fail, but I've been working hard all this time and just getting really better. I do photography, business to customer, business to business, mainly portraits, headshots, drone, video, 3D tours, things like that.
Yeah, a little bit of everything, a little, you know, whether it's, you know, photography with headshots and kind of traditional photography, but then also drone footage and 3D tours. So it's kind of cool how there's diversity with what you do. But I know the drone footage talk is always a goodie to one, my kids who love talking about it, but just the listening audience as a whole. Tell us about some of your most recent drone footage projects.
Well, drones are totally awesome, and even the inexpensive ones can be really intelligent. They have little computers. I'll tell you honestly, when I was like a teenager back in school, that's what I dreamed about. I was building drones in my head before they were even an actual thing, you know, but of course the technology wasn't there, but that's like 25 years ago or something.
Wow.
But
you're dating yourself.
Well, drones are very intelligent. They're made that way so they're safe and they don't crash all the time, although they have problems. But, you know, it's this point of view that we just don't get, you know, as people who walk around on 2 feet. You know, even if we do fly, we're in a plane, usually going like 400 or 500 miles an hour and like 3 miles up or something. So you have that unique point of view. You can capture some amazing shots, pictures and video.
So what are some of the recent projects you've been doing?
More and more, I've had a few people reach out to me and request jobs, and I did that. It's always fun, and I just wanted to grab some more footage. So that's kind of what I've been doing earlier today, is just going all over Tucson and getting video and pictures of the beautiful, like, super lush green mountains, some of it downtown near like the university. Haven't looked at it yet, but I know a lot of it's gonna be amazing.
Man, that sounds like a really fun hobby. And that's your job, huh?
That is so cool.
That's cool.
So cool.
Yeah. I'm sure you were thinking that as well, Andreas. You know, how fun would it be just to go out? And actually, maybe one of these days, if you would, Jonathan, bring me and maybe some of my boys with you out to capture some drone footage. Because, I mean, that sounds like just a fun day with my kids, just going out with the drone and capturing some footage. But this is what you do for, you actually, people pay you money for it. So that's a pretty cool.
Yes. And absolutely. We'll pick a time and date or whatever, and we'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, and definitely, you sound very passionate about it, and everything that you do, you know, it sounds like this is something that you've been, doing for some time since 2019. But like you said, you've been thinking about this type of stuff ever since you were a little kid. Like, what inspired you to like wanting to start this type of business?
Also for clarification, I did open my business in 2019, but I've been doing professional photography for about 9 years.
Nice.
But I've always had a passion for photography. Even when I was just a little kid walking around the stores looking at the cameras, back then, of course, I couldn't afford or anything, but I always loved it. When I was getting out of high school, I wanted to work for like a National Geographic as a photojournalist, you know, and then life threw me some other things, and then somehow I just kind of circulated back to this, and it feels right. It feels like it's going to work, you know, and it is working, and it's the right path for me.
Nice. And another question I had that I was kind of interested in, particularly on the, like, what inspired you question Andreas asked, was like, with your virtual tours or your 3D tours, like, where'd that come from? Where'd that idea even come from? And then also walk us through, pun intended, what is a virtual tour?
Oh, sure. So actually, I had some friends a few years ago recommend that to me, and I kind of looked into it, and for a while, I just kind of dabbled, but then I learned more and more and more. And so virtual tour is basically, you take like a, well, there's various ways of doing it, but usually you take a 3D camera, and you find spots throughout a location, like a house or a business, and you just grab a bunch of shots. You put it into your computer and editing software and stitch them together so that you can, on your computer or phone, you can actually virtually walk through any place. And you could do it for a place in China that you've never even been to Asia before, you know. But also with the ones I do, I offer some things that are pretty rare here in Tucson. Like I have the ability to fully edit the tours, and I can give them the actual files, and there's just tons of things I can do. And I've been using 3D Vista, which is amazing. You should totally check it out.
Nice. And real quick before we go to our second to last break, tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you and how they can contact you.
So definitely check out my website. Company name is Photography by Jonathan Arlia. The website is www.photography-ja.com. My phone number is 520-243-9571, and I'd love to set up a free consultation.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, and I definitely, obviously I'm biased, but I strongly suggest him. But we'll talk about all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. If you haven't caught it by now, we're highlighting the good in the community. Some of the good that we're doing is we help connect homeless veterans with their benefits, as well as veterans with their benefits. So if you're a veteran out there listening and you're having issues getting benefits at the VA or just maneuvering the systems, we're here to be your battle buddy. So give us a call, 520-329-9192, or go to veteranrescuemission.org. We're here to help. We'll be back right after the break.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Andres, here with my dad, here with Pastor John McClain, and here with Jonathan Arlia with Photography by Jonathan Arlia.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I'd say. Yeah. You're hired. How much, what do I owe you?
24.
Okay.
24 it is. You're hired.
Well, too bad we didn't reach the hour, so I guess.
Yeah, it's 24. 10. He didn't say what denomination of 24, so I will be paying him in 24 wooden nickels. So as he said, we're here with Mr. Arlia with Photography by My Name Arlia. Jonathan Arlia, Photography by Jonathan Arlia. Go to photography-ja.com. -ja.com. It's pretty easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you haven't picked it up by now, Mr. Arlia and Photography by Jonathan Arlia isn't your everyday photography shop. He's not your grandma's photographer. Not saying that your grandma wouldn't appreciate his services, but he does, you know, what probably my grandma would see as some futuristic stuff and some kind of
cutting
some,
edge,
some real cutting edge stuff. Yes, yeah, for sure. That was definitely what I was thinking. But aside from what you've already even expressed, what differentiates Photography by Jonathan Arlia from, you know, the plethora of great photographers that Tucson has, you know, to all due respect?
Well, yes, I was actually speaking with you before the show about this. And so I'm invested wholeheartedly in every job, whether it's a small job or a large job. My main concern is to make sure that I've done great work, and that you're going to be happy with what I've done. And if you're not, I'm going to work to see if I can do something about it and up my game and deliver what you need, you know? Everything from the planning, you know, to the shoot, the photo shoot, editing, delivery, and then like customer service, just always to make a great product, a great service for you, you know.
Yeah, and I guess kind of like in connection with that, what are some of the kind of future projects that are on the horizon for Photography by Jonathan Arlia?
Future projects, definitely. So we were talking about drones earlier, and that's something I'm doing more of these days. In the past, it was mostly photography. So I'm going to be specializing more in regular videography, mobile videography of events. And I'm also going to be, of course, incorporating drones. And I've actually found that I really like doing like specialized high-end 3D tours, not for real estate, but for businesses, theaters, gyms, salons, things like that. They're not just a home, but there's something that's going to be there for a long time. And I'm selective of who I speak to about it because I'm an artist, so I pick what I like. I pick a theater that I like or a restaurant that I like. You know.
Yeah, I could imagine. I mean, after learning more and more about the 3D tours, the virtual tours, like, I don't know why every museum or thing of the like wouldn't have a virtual tour on their website. Like, wouldn't have at least one page that would have a virtual tour. It just seems practical at this point.
It's becoming a really common thing. Like there's supposed to be, I don't even know how many millions or tens of millions of 3D tours around the world. I've actually heard that there's like a 3D tour of the pyramids in Egypt. I don't know if that's true, but there's a big one, Matterport. You know, a lot of people use it. It definitely has its limitations. I do not use that. I use 3D Vista, and I do a lot of things just on my own. I have capability that not everyone's going to have, you know, actually having the files where you can download them, put them in a safe if you want to, put it on your website, put it on Google Street View, things like that.
And I know also during the break, we were talking a little bit about cause sharing.
Cause marketing. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing more and more of this these days. I'm trying to do it every month, at least once a month. And I pick a charity or a nonprofit that I like, and I approach them and say, hey, I could provide one-time free service for you. All I ask in return is some promotion. So they get like a great job for free, and all they have to really do is promote me and maybe like link to me on their website.
Yeah, which I mean, definitely being a, you know, a nonprofit that's connected with you, I'd say, you know, it's been a good relationship that we've had. Certainly it's been such a blessing to have you use your skills and art to highlight the work that we've done, and we certainly love, you know, promoting you and referring you to people. So it's, yeah, for those that are listening, I would certainly reach out at photography-ja.com to Jonathan Arley and see, you know, maybe you guys could work together, whether it's a higher job or maybe, you know, you guys could be selected for this month's cause to for future stuff, because definitely Mr. Arley here is on the rise, so it'll you want to snatch him up while you get the chance.
Yeah. Let me say here real quick that it is amazing to see my dreams coming to fruition and everything that is coming to fruition and that I'm accomplishing. I'm a rising star, and I see it and I feel it, and it's exhilarating.
Nice. That's awesome. And I'm glad that you feel that way about yourself. You know, I think it's very important that you have that confidence to believe in yourself, that you are a superstar, that you are a star, and all the amazing things you're doing for the community is you know, being seen by people, you know, just because you're being of service. And I wanted to actually ask Jonathan Lee McLean.
Yes, sir.
Just so they wouldn't get a confusion. Yes, young man, did you eat your vegetables? But let me ask you something else. What would you say about, you know, working with Jonathan and his company? You know, what would you tell the audience about him? Just like kind of like a little testimonial, so people can just get an idea of what it's like to work with him.
Yeah, which I'll be actually giving him a video testimonial following this show.
Nice.
He brought his gear, so we get a good one. But part of what I will be saying is the thing I love about working with Jonathan, and I love working with anybody, just particularly being a combat veteran and being a person that's been in a very structured environment my whole entire life, I love his attention to detail. And I know sometimes he may feel like he's being a bother to me or being a nuisance to me because he's like checking with me so many times on stuff or calling me so often, but that's one of my favorite things about him, is he's making sure that if he didn't think to ask that question yet, he asks it. And if he didn't check to make sure I wanted it that way, he makes sure I want it that way. He makes sure that conversations we had months ago where I said, I would like to see this, that he we are still, if we haven't figured it out by now, we're still having those conversations on how we figure that out. So
it sounds like he really pays attention to you when it comes to the communication part of things. He's really listening, which it sounds like that's, and I believe that that's a really important thing to, it's not just business, but it's all about listening to the person, having the person feel heard. Like, it sounds like you feel heard when you talk to him,
which
is very important.
Yeah. What would you say to that, Jonathan? Other Jonathan, not me.
Other Jonathan, yes. Not Jonathan
Lee. Yeah, not me. Yeah.
Well,
what's your middle name, by the way?
My whole name?
Your middle name.
Oh, Mario.
Oh, Jonathan Mario. Mario.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's another thing, though. It's not just business for me. This is fun. And I'm always looking to make good connections and relationships with the people I work with and the people I know. Why not? You know, if you can make as much of your life positive with good people and fun times and good experiences, you know, go ahead. That's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's the beauty about it. You have a choice, and it sounds like just you surrounding yourself with positive people that are encouraging you and motivating you has helped you to be able to feel this good about your business.
I absolutely would not be here if it wasn't for a multitude of people, you know. It's like whenever you see someone going up to awards or whatever, and they're getting some medal or whatever, you know, they're like, well, I did it all myself, I'm awesome. No, I have all these people around me, supporting family members, friends, people, you know, here and there, all over the place. It's just a whole bunch of people lifting other people up, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way, hopefully, it is with your circle of friends.
Yeah. And as you say all that, like, is there anybody in particular, like any people in particular that you're like, you know what, I'd like to just give a shout out to this person?
I was thinking
this,
that same thing.
Yeah, I know we're putting you on the spot for the awards, but, you know, it's just.
There's quite a few. I have supportive family members like Bonnie Arlia up in Phoenix. Tim Howell, I got started taking footage of his yoga classes.
Nice.
Many people I worked with, models I used to work with in the past. So many people. It's hard to think of it right here on the fly. But
That's what we do. We put people on the spot. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, I guess tell our listeners one more time how they can get a hold of you, and you know, what type of jobs that you can snatch up for them.
So, if you're looking for amazing drone photography or event photography, or you need a headshot, or maybe you want some family portraits, I encourage you to check out my website, photography-ja.com. My phone number is 520-243-9571. Reach out to me. We'll set up a free consultation, and there's that communication again. We're going to figure out what you need, how to provide it for you.
Nice. Well, cool. Well, thank you as always for joining us, brother.
I always love being here on the show. I feel welcome.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that man is Photography by Jonathan Arlia. Go to photography-ja.com to check it out. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. And Andreas Ruiz, we're having just double the fun here in studio today. Thank you all for listening. And go to veteranrescuemission.org and go to ibelieveinmyself.org. Yeah, as well. And check out all the amazing stuff that we do. Plug in. We're here to help you, empower you the best that we possibly can. So, yeah, hit us up. God bless.
God bless.